From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. As a ceasefire deadline loomed in Syria, Russian warplanes continued bombing what the Kremlin calls terrorist organizations, amid reports that it has intensified attacks on rebel strongholds. The truce brokered by the United States and Russia is scheduled to take effect at midnight Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella organization, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have committed to observing the ceasefire. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charged that Russia has accelerated its attacks on rebels opposed to the Syrian government. The airstrikes were more intense than usual, according to the French news agency. Iranians are casting their ballots Friday for the first time since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iranian state TV called Friday a great day for the nation as citizens across the country turned out to vote for the country's parliament and the Guardian Council, which selects Iran's supreme leader. The head of Iran's Electoral Commission, Mohammad Hussein Mokimi, told state TV that 55 million people were eligible to vote and that results from thousands of ballot boxes will be tabulated. He said that voting hours could be extended if turnout is heavy. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year, though it was still disappointingly slow. This is VOA News. The United States and Nigeria are in talks about sending U.S. military advisors to Nigeria's Borno state to help with a fight against Boko Haram insurgents. A U.S. official has told VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden that the talks are ongoing, but no decision has been made about the proposed deployment. The New York Times reported Friday that the deployment was recommended by the top U.S. Special Operations Commander for Africa, Brigadier General Donald Bolduc. The latest debate among Republican candidates for the U.S. presidency Thursday turned into a shouting match as the candidates tackled issues such as illegal immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and transparency of candidates' tax records. But as the questioning began, it was frontrunner Donald Trump's closest rivals with a shared agenda attacking the credibility of the billionaire businessman. On the international front, Trump said he would not support the ceasefire deal set to take place in Syria. China has assured global financial leaders that the world's second-largest economy is still in a good position despite slowing growth and a continued depreciation of its currency, the Chinese yuan. And while concerns persist about the pace of much-needed reform in China, policymakers are signaling they will take a more flexible approach to much-needed measures. After nearly a decade of double-digit growth, China's economy grew at a pace of 6.8% last year. A steep depreciation in its currency last August and a series of missteps by policymakers in handling the country's stock market has sent shockwaves across the globe. The United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions would make all exported cargo subject to inspection and halt imports of all products that could be used for military purposes. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power presented the resolution Thursday after 7 weeks of negotiations between the United States and China, North Korea's closest ally. An organization credited with rescuing 13,000 migrants stranded in the Mediterranean Sea says it is launching a new mission in Southeast Asian waters to aid Rohingya refugees who take to the seas. The operation in and near the Andaman Sea will use a ship and a pair of long-range drones to find vessels that may be transporting refugees or migrants. The initial MOAS mission in the region will last a minimum of 4 weeks. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.